Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hi, hello again from me, John Richards, and here's another edition of Being Green. And we're welcoming this morning Noelle Garson. She's, doing a lot of work on climate reality and climate change, I think. Well, we'll find out about whether it's change or whether reality means something different. But Action 24, Active Citizens for Responsive Legislature, is one of the programs that is being punted in climate reality. And we say hello to Noelle Garson in Johannesburg. Hi, Noelle.
Hi, John, and good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for your time. All right, so Action 24. This is important because there's going to be legislation in the pipeline, or there is already legislation in the pipeline. In fact, they're talking about a bill, but I believe it's not really a bill yet. And this will be to acknowledge the reality of climate change. So what is Action 24 doing?
Right. I think you're right to point to this piece of legislation that is coming up. It's still being drafted, but it will deal with climate change. And as we know, climate change is a very important challenge of our times. So it's a very good sign that the South African government is taking strides to address it and have proper legislation to govern how we want to respond to the challenges of global warming and, what it means in terms of how we will adapt our society and our economy. So regarding the project called Action 24, what we're trying to do is to work with civil society organizations and citizens at large on mobilizing them to be more active on environmental issues and especially on how government is taking action on those issues.
Yes.
And to be more specific, we try to engage more with the legislative sector. So I think that's a sector that not many people are familiar with. It includes parliament, the provincial parliaments, and also some bodies at municipal level as well.
Local authorities, yeah.
Right.
So,
those are the institutions that are in charge of passing legislation, but also holding government to account for the interventions that are taking place. So it's a very important part of our system of government, and we would like to see more engagement with those institutions on environmental
now
issues.
This is your chance to get involved and find out about it, because there's public comment invited, and there's quite a long period before that public comment is over. So find out about Action 24, what you can do, how you can get involved and actually make a difference.
Yes, so we do think it's a great opportunity to have more people from the public, from different walks of life, to state what they think should be the legislation, what can be our response to climate change. At this stage, this is still a document that is with the Department of Environmental Affairs, so they are inviting comments so that they can refine the document, and then they will table it in Parliament, which means they will ask the members of Parliament to review it and give their opinion and say whether they agree with the bill.
So now there's definite agreement that we're in the midst of some kind of climate change. We won't talk about global warming and all those fear tactics and fear mongering that's been going around, but there is definitely a sense that we've got to do something. We've got to adapt.
Yes. When we talk about adaptation, is sort of, if you like, the other side of the coin. So it's saying, yes, the climate's changing. We need to address it, but we also need to change the way we live, the way we run our economies, so that we can face, the risks and the circumstances that come with changing climate. For instance, is how do we live with higher temperatures? How do we cope with changing rain patterns? And I think Cape Town is very well placed to know.
We've learned a bit about that.
So this is what adaptation means.
How do people get involved? How do they find out more? Have you got a website and information that people can get into and learn about Action 24 and the whole climate reality regime?
We do have a website, and I would really invite people to come and have a look. So the website is climatereality.co.za, and it provides a lot of information about what we do,
how you can get involved. So, as Noelle was saying, Action 24, get involved. The deadline is the 8th of August, but there's plenty of time before then to think about it and to get involved. And I think that's the message that Action 24 is putting across. Noel Garsin is the project officer, the person driving it along. So, go to the website. I'll repeat it again, climatereality.coza.co.za. Thanks very much, Noel Garsin of Action 24. From Being Green and me, John Richards, goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.coza. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.coza. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.